Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Thursday, the 31st of December. Yes, it is the last day of 2020, and what a year it has been, folks. For us here on New Zealand Sports Radio, well, it was a year where we actually came into being, and this will be the 270th episode of the morning sports briefing that we have brought to you as we come to you at 7 a.m. every single morning. And yes, I'll be back here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Hangovers and all that kind of stuff don't stop us in our tracks. In the news today, we'll be catching up on the cricket with both the New Zealand-Pakistan test coming to a conclusion and also action in the Super Smash yesterday. In the A-League, we had another game as well within the kind of Sydney bubble, as it were, as the Western Sydney Wanderers took on MacArthur FC for their first ever game, MacArthur FC's first ever game in the A-League. We've got news from the America's Cup about some potential extra races ahead of the Prada Cup. Over in the NBA, the Pelicans were in action yet again. One of 10 games that took place during the NBA. So we'll bring you up to speed with how Stephen Adams' team went yesterday. Let's kick off, though, with that A-League action. And Western Sydney Wanderers lost 0-1 to MacArthur FC. Yes, MacArthur FC becoming one of six teams to win their first ever game within the A-League. Spanish substitute Benet Extebria's free kick deflected off Mark Milligan and then rolled over into an empty net to put some MacArthur FC ahead and give them their first ever win. So congratulations to them in that one. That's a great start for that debutante club. There's more action today with Central Coast Mariners taking on Newcastle Jets. Kickoff 9:05 p.m. This evening. Don't forget that the Wellington Phoenix will get into action on Saturday, the 2nd of January. Their game kicks off at 7:05 in the evening. I'm just going to check, make sure that that is New Zealand time for you folks, because it's always difficult when checking up on websites. And don't forget, all that action will be available on Sky Sports. Sky Sports. So yes, that's 7:05 New Zealand time. The Phoenix taking on Sydney FC on Saturday. Moving on then to the America's Cup, and there were some plans to with the Christmas Cup being basically cancelled due to no wins. There was talk of having a Christmas, having a couple of days of racing ahead of the Prada Cup, potentially giving that cup out. Those plans have fallen through, unsurprisingly. It would have required unanimous agreement by all four teams, and let's be honest, with the acrimonious off the water relationships between these teams, it's no surprise that has fallen through. So no extra races ahead of that. That does mean there has been minimal racing for all of the syndicates, but the three challengers will get to race during the Prada Cup, and whether I think it's 28 races through that one, whereas Team New Zealand will have to practice on their own. Rules prevent any coordinated training between the teams. So ahead of the America's Cup proper itself. So obviously with the World Series regattas in Italy and England cancelled because of the coronavirus. That's why there's been so little racing with these brand new boats. There was talk that they could actually reach as go as fast as 100 miles per hour, which is, wow, very, very quick indeed on water. Moving on then to the NBA. And as I say, there were 10 games yesterday, and one of them that was impressive was the Milwaukee Bucks game. They scored 29 three-pointers for an NBA record, winning their game 144-97 against the Eastern Conference reigning champions, Miami Heat. This comes just two nights after they only shot 7 from 38 from three-point range. This, and then tonight, they, or last night, they shot 29 from 51. They played with 13 players. We used a full bench, 12 of which made three-pointers, with only the two-time reigning MVP, Giannis, not making a three-pointer. So history made by the Milwaukee Bucks there. Looking at the Pelicans, though, who took on the Suns. The Suns won this one 111-86. Really, in a tight first quarter, the Suns got a two-point lead, but really took control during the second quarter, where they opened up, where they won that quarter by 20 points. They also won the third quarter 34-17, having a massive lead. I mean, the fourth quarter was effectively redundant. Yes, the gap was even bigger than that, because the New Orleans Pelicans closed the gap by 14 points in that fourth quarter. So, yes, that 111-86 makes it actually a closer scoreline than the game really was. Again, both these teams used their full bench, because obviously resting players during that fourth quarter. Leading the way for the Suns was Crowder with 21 points. Dondre and Anton also scored a double-double with 12 rebounds and 13 points. For the Pelicans, Zion Williamson led the way again with scoring with 20 points. Stephen Adams got 8 points and eight rebounds and 11 points for a near double-double there in that one, but all too little on that one. And again, on this one, it was a free throws. Oh, actually, three-pointers. The Suns were 40% shooting, whereas the Pelicans only 3 from 24, 12% shooting from that three-point range. Didn't help them. Also, only 50% shooting from their free throws shows you that they could only really score close in that one. That was really where they scored most of their points. Their long range stuff just was not working for the Pelicans in that game. On to the cricket then. And in the Super Smash, we had two games yesterday. First off, the Northern Spirit took on the Central Hinds. The Spirit went into bat first, scoring 161 for six off their 20 overs, being led by Gurry with 57 off 40 balls, and Layden Davis, who scored 42 off 31 balls. Amazingly, the Central Hinds went through eight bowlers during that innings, trying to find some control from somewhere. In response, whilst Dodd, who scored 49 off 40 balls, and then Devonter, who scored 35 off 29 balls, were in. They had they were in with a sniff, but as soon as they lost them, they kept losing wickets at regular intervals, and only one of the batsmen after them got into double figures, and they made 144 off nine wickets off their 20 overs, coming up well short of the Northern Spirit there. After that, the Central Stags took on the Northern Knights. The Central Stags went in and scored 223 off their 20 overs, being led by Devicji, who scored 102 off just 49 balls, scoring more than half of the runs for his side. Four fours and nine sixes really smashed the ball around there in that one. In reply, oh, sorry, no, the Central Stags, sorry, Central Stags were 223 led by Worker at the top of the innings with 71 and 42 balls. Sorry, I got my scorecards mixed up. Bracewell with 55 off 25 balls also helped them to 223. In response, Northern Knights reached 178 off their 20 overs, coming up well short, nearly over 40 runs short. Devicic was the only person who really scored any runs at 102 there. So a good win for the Central Stags. Sorry for getting my scorecards mixed up in that one. Then we had the conclusion to the first test at Mount Maunganui, where Pakistan were looking at, had a target of 373 to win the game on the final day. That always was looking unlikely. And it was just a matter of could they bat through the day or not. And whilst Fawad, Alam and Mohammed Rizwan were there, it looked like they had every chance. They put together a big stand. Coming together at 75 runs, they took the score through to 240. But more importantly, they battered out 60 odd overs between the two of them. Unfortunately, they fell relatively close with Wagner, Jameson, sorry, first taking Rizwan for with an LBW, and then Wagner, sorry, having Alan caught by Watling. The other batsmen then just couldn't stick around, and with just 4.3 overs left, Santner took a catch, a caught and bowled to win the game. Some amazing pictures there with all the fielders crowded around the batsman at the end there. So a real thrilling finish in that one as New Zealand just got home in time. A lot of people now claiming, or a lot of people saying that New Zealand are number one in the test rankings, but that's the test rankings don't get updated until the end of the series. So they're unofficially at the top. They'll need to win the second test against Pakistan as well to officially get that ranking. Player of the match was Kane Williamson with his 129 in the first innings and just 21 in the second innings. But that 129, one of just two centuries scored in the game for a game that had over 1,000 runs scored with just one century. Sorry, just two centuries. Kane Williamson was the top scorer in the match. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. I hope you all have a fun and safe New Year's Eve as we see out 2022. And welcome in 2021 into next year. Have a wonderful evening, folks. I say this was episode 270 of the Morning Sports Briefing, and we'll continue to come to you at 7 a.m. 7 days a week. And don't forget, you can also listen to us on the podcast, such as New Zealand Sports Radio, on your favourite pod catcher.